And what is what will you be presenting on this year?
Well, my own, I can't resist jumping into the conference myself. And I have a presentation on movies. It's entitled, What Made That New Movie Christian? What Makes That Movie Christian? Well, I go way back. I'll reveal my age here. I, when I was a teenager, enjoyed some of the great Hollywood biblical epics, you know, the Quo Vadis with Deborah Carr. And, of course, in the 50s is when the first Ten Commandments came out with Carlton Heston and other movies. Hollywood seemed to be taking the Bible at least seriously enough to know they could make some money off of these big movies. And they were some enjoyable movies. Since then, there's been a trail of so-called Christian or faith-based movies. Maybe the Jesus film that came out in 1979 and is still being viewed worldwide. It dramatizes the Gospel of Luke. And it's much watched even today in many languages. But this current decade, the 2010s, we've got a flood of movies. Maybe that's because movies are less expensive to make these days. You don't need Hollywood. And so we've had a lot of Christian movies. If you look on IMDb, the industry website, they list the top 10 Christian movies. Number one is The Passion of the Christ, came out in 2004. Interestingly enough, their second place great Christian movie is The Hiding Place. That's from 1975. It's a really good movie starring Julie Harris. But in this decade, we've got a flood of Christian movies. Wikipedia lists 61 Christian films produced since 2010. And so that raised the question in my mind, what makes a movie Christian? A lot of these claim to be Christian. From our perspective, from our Lutheran Christian perspective, what makes a movie Christian? And that's what I address in my presentation.
And certainly a good question. How do you look at a film? What are some ways that you go about thinking about a film critically?
I used to have a really strict criterion, a pretty absolute litmus test, and that is that the movie has to include the name of Jesus. I think that's a pretty obvious criterion for whether a movie is Christian or not. How could it be Christian without mentioning Christ? And better still, I thought to be Christian, the movie should actually tell us what Jesus did for us. You know, does it present the gospel? Does it explain the reason and purpose of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection? That is, does it teach atonement, the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake? If it does, then, of course, we know it's Christian. Now, there are a lot of films that came out that proclaim the love of God and God's grace and things like that, but they didn't mention Jesus, and I thought that was a serious shortcoming. And so that was my early criterion. Does the name of Jesus appear in the movie? But I moderated that a bit, and in my presentation, I explain why and lay out a couple of other, I call them critical tools for critical thinking about movies that will help people decide for themselves when they see movies like this, whether they meet the standards, whatever those might be, of making them a Christian movie.
How do you have a way of rating them?
Well, I put out three ways. First of all, I moderated my very strict view and decided that perhaps the name of Jesus doesn't need to appear in a movie in order for it to advance people toward an open reception of the gospel. I've been talking to people, industry people that I respect, and for one thing, they say, in today's industry, you maybe can't get a movie that names Jesus into the places we'd like them seen, like the festivals, the theaters, the cable channels. They're just not accepted there, but something approaching that might be accepted there. And so then we might have to back off a little bit from our insistence on naming Jesus and accomplish lesser things. Beyond that, many people aren't ready to hear a gospel message. You know, if they hear a movie is about Jesus, they just don't want to go. And those are people who need to hear about Jesus. So maybe a movie can prepare their hearts a bit to hear about Jesus on another day. And so that can be a very helpful movie as well.
What are you looking forward to most about the conference this year, Tom?
Well, first of all, for my presentation, I'm hoping some people can who have seen some movies can chime in and talk about them in the terms that I've laid out, or their own terms for that matter. I've included a few reviews of 2016 movies that have taken on the mantle of being Christian. I've reviewed them very briefly, and I invite other people to do the same. Agree or disagree, talk about movies they've seen that I haven't. So that will be fun. And then the other presentations, just a lively discussion, especially from students. Other people are welcome. Everyone is welcome. It's free. It's available. But we hope that the students chime in. I'd like to hear what they say and can teach us about their use of mobile technology, of the internet, of various forms of media that they're probably more familiar with than I am. And we hope to learn a lot from them and have a really lively discussion.
How can we find the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference for this year?
It's really easy. It's Gospel Outreach with Media. The initials are G-O-W-M. And if you go to GOWM.org right now, you will find the spring conference archived there. But if you go to GOWM.org on October 10th, you will find the new conference open for discussion at that time.
Very good. Very good. GOWM.org. We're going to talk with more presenters for the Gospel Outreach with Media online conference here in just a little bit. Dr. Tom Custer, Director of Christ in Media Institute at Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Tom.
I really appreciate being on. Thank you.
Most certainly. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with more of the presenters.